or any other form.
Or in the form of feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
We should start with purifying our thoughts.
Yeah.
Our understanding.
All right.
And then go on to fight with those impurities in our feelings. So the problem is that we are confronted every day with issues which we think they are for our benefit, but they are not actually for our benefit.
All right.
We think that some things have to be achieved at any cost.
Exactly.
Especially material benefits.
Yeah.
So basically, when we want to fight with those impurities, we have to be, as I said, in a continuous state of waging a battle against ourselves within. And then it should come out in the form of proper actions and behavior with our children or any other human being for that matter. I mean, when we want, for example, a child is not studying, is not studying properly, what comes to our mind? Oh, if he's not going to study, he's not going to get good marks, he's not going to get a degree, he's not going to get a good job, so he will not become a bread earner for me and my family or his own family. That's the main concern.
All right. So, well, we get.
So we need to start from that thought process that, look, you want to train your child to become a bread earner. That is important.
Yeah.
But that's not the only thing.
Well, there seems that underneath this thinking, there need to be many more thoughts so that your emotions and actions are perfect. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us. We'll discuss more on this in another session with you. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah. God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah.
Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of the sixth. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners special.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warm greetings to you all. Welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, October 16th, 2022. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And in the beginning, I do apologize for my rough voice. And here I truly appreciate those of our great listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, Paulo Duarte from the Philippines, and Helmut Metz from Germany. So, Mizanur Rahman, Paulo, and Helmut, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio and, of course, your program, Listeners Special. As usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very helpful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, because these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. So, all of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an electronic QSL card. And of course, we've received many emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here. And later during the program, I will read these great emails. Here we've received an email from Bala Murali from India. Again, from India, we've received an email from Shivandupol, one of our old and regular listeners. From Brazil, we've received an email from Antonio Santos. From Canada, we have an email from Alan Willey, one of our old and regular listeners. And the last but not the least is an email from Jacques Augustin from France. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special. And as I said, here we received an email from France from Jacques Augustin, one of our old and regular listeners. Let's see what Jacques says. Dear friends, to begin this letter, I wish to thank you for the nice EQSL card and your kind message received last week. I'm glad to tell you I could listen to your radio despite a poor signal from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. I am pleased to submit my reception report to your consideration. I hope this report will be helpful to you. And if checked and found to be correct, can you send me the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran EQSL card as verification? In the broadcast heard, I paid much attention to the news, and I wish America to lift economical sanctions against Iran. I conclude this letter wishing it has pleased you. And I would be glad to tune in again to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran and looking forward to hearing from you. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. And thank you very much for sending this email to us, Jacques Augustin from France. You mentioned a poor signal from IRIB English Radio, but be sure that we will fix the problem. So please accept our electronic QSL card as verification. Jacques Augustin, we're looking forward to hearing from you very soon. Wish you all the best. And from Brazil, we've received an email from Antonio Santos. Antonio Santos says, hello, friends. Greetings from Brazil. My name is Antonio Santos and I live in Sao Paulo. I'm sending you a reception report and I would like to get a paper QSL card by post from your radio. Special thanks. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Antonio Santos from Brazil. As you may know, sending any material, including paper QSL card, on behalf of IRIB English Radio is not possible in the time of pandemic. So for the time being, before this virus is eradicated all over the world, please accept our electronic QSL card. Wish you all the best. Welcome back. Bala Murali from India has sent us a message, a piece of email saying, "Dear staff, I'm writing to you after a long time. I hope you would be fine. I like your programs very much and your website too. And I especially like your news, photo galleries and videos. And I want your QSL card if possible. Thank you." Salam and warm greetings to you, Bala Murali from India. And please accept our warm gratitudes and appreciations to you for writing this email. And thank you for your compliments. It shows your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio and listeners especially. As for your request about sending you a paper QSL card, as you may know, it's not possible. I mean, sending any material, including paper QSL card on behalf of IRIB English Radio to our great listeners around the world is not possible in the time of pandemic. So for the time being, please accept our eQSL card and or, you know, electronic QSL card as verification. We wish you all the best. Bala Murali from India. Thank you. And from Canada, we've received an email from Alan Vili. Alan Vili from Canada says, "Dear staff, once again, hello from Newfoundland, Canada. Here is another set of reception reports attached of IRIB shortwave broadcast as monitored here in Newfoundland during the past few weeks. I hope it would be of your help. With best regards from Canada." First of all, salam and greetings to you, Alan Willie from Canada, and please accept our appreciations to you for this email, for this great message. We wish you all the best. Please write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Alan Willie from Canada. Welcome back, and here we have another email from India from Shivanda Paul, one of our old and regular listeners. Let's see what Shivanda says. "Dear friends, greetings from India. I am Shivanda Paul, and I am from India. I am a regular listener of IRIB English Radio. Now, your reception is moderate, signal strength is good, but slight noise and overall reception is moderate. My hobby is radio, listening to the radio and collecting stamps, coin, QSL cards, program schedule, etc. Please send QSL card and other souvenir items of Iran. Thank you." Salam and warm greetings to you, Shivanda Paul from India, one of our old and regular listeners. Thank you for letting us know your views about the quality of our programs. As you said, the signal strength is good, but a slight noise and overall reception is moderate. Thank you for reflecting on that. And as your request for sending you paper QSL cards and souvenir items of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran broadcasting, unfortunately, sending any material on behalf of IRIB English Radio is not possible in the time of pandemic. So for the time being, please accept our electronic QSL card. Thank you. Now, dear listeners, here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Please keep in touch with us and have a good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, His Holiness Muhammad and Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, I leave among you the Thaghalain, the Book of Allah, and my Itra. Verily, they will be inseparable from each other until they join up with me at the pool of Kauthar. It may imply droplets in an ocean of anything else which is incomprehensible by the intellect and understanding of human being. Moreover, the cruelty which these two divine trusts have suffered was also imposed on the Islamic nation and even the entire humanity. The transgression wrought by tyrants and their stooges defy description by pen. The concatenate hadith of Thaghalain has been quoted by both Shia and Sunni schools as a positive proof for mankind, especially for Muslims.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio, and this is your humble host, Zainab Musavi. In this program, we will discuss and elaborate on Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's viewpoints in regards to the station of the mother. In one of his speeches about the mother's role in training a proper progeny, Imam Khomeini says that the mother's service to the community is greater than that of the teacher. It is greater than all other services. And if we take a look at the history and we take a deeper look at the biography of the most influential and successful people in the world, we can see that most of them have been raised by wise and strong mothers, especially. You know, such mothers teach some moral concepts like responsibility, patience, self-confidence so appropriately to their children that you can see the consequences of such appropriate teachings in the future. Okay, for now, let's have a break and we will be back soon.
صلى الله عليه يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
The importance of the effect of mother's love and affection is one of the interpretations that we can have of Imam Khomeini's view. You know that some interesting point about these speeches is that Imam Khomeini, as the leader of a great nation and as a father of a family, had all these views about women.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتل عليهم نبأ إبراهيم.
And recite to them the news of Abraham.
إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما تعبدون.
When he said to his father and his people, what do you worship?
قالوا نعبد أصناما فنظل لها عاكفين.
They said, we worship idols and remain to them devoted.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we reached the 70th verse of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. And the 71st verse, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. After the wonderful story of Prophet Moses, عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَأَلِيهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and what happened to him, and specifically what happened to the people of Pharaoh, the Holy Quran starts the story of Prophet Abraham to soothe and console his prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, more. It is implied that even the close relatives of this prophet were not believing in the Lord of the worlds. They were idolaters and pagans. And Prophet Abraham started his invitation to monotheism from his close relatives and kinship. The verse says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. When he said to his father and his people, what do you worship? Surely, Prophet Abraham knew the answer to this question. But maybe he wanted to kind of humiliate them by asking, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. But in answer to this question, they immediately said that they used to worship idols every day and that they respected them while taking care of them. The verse says, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we worship idols, and we are ever devoted unto them. This kind of answer that they gave Prophet Abraham shows that not only did they not feel any shame for their action, but also they were really proud of their deed. Because after saying this sentence, نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا, we worship idols, which was sufficient for the answer of the question that the Prophet Abraham posed, they added, فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ, and we are ever devoted unto them. This means we are sure and we are firm in our decision. The Arabic phrase, نَظَلُّ, is applied for the things which are usually done during the day. And now that it has been used in the simple present form, it shows the continuity and permanence of the action. نَظَلُّ لَهَا كِفِينَ means we are completely and we will be devoted unto them. Also, the Quranic word akif means the one who pays attention to something and takes care of it respectfully and with responsibility. This is also a further emphasis on the former meaning نَظَلُّ, which means we will take care of our idols and we are really firm in our decision. Also, the Arabic word asnam is the plural form of sanam, which you may already know. And it is a kind of statue which is made of gold or silver or wood or other things. And this is what we refer to as idol, and the polytheists used to worship it, and they considered it a symbol for their sacred things.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
we
approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, there are some points, however, regarding these two verses. The first point is that the Prophet Abraham used the form of a question for the start of the conversation, and he tried to awaken their souls with this question. Questioning the people and their deeds is one of the effective ways in invitation and in waking them up from the sleep of ignorance. And another interesting thing regarding the verse is that the Holy Quran just cares about what is important of the story of the Holy Prophets. In this part, the Holy Quran does not mention the name of the ones or the number of the people who were there or the name of the place and exact time of that event. No, the Holy Quran just tells us the main point, and the focal point of the story is that the Holy Prophet Abraham used to invite his close people and close relatives. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.
Hungry humans. Part 2.
This is the battlefield, a manifestation of humans' cruelty. Everything happens fast and in a riotous way in the battlefield. But sometimes wars are silent and hidden with an attractive and charming look. Such wars are sometimes more threatening and result in more victims. Like the war that I want to tell you about. A war that you may not have even imagined, but we are in the middle of the battlefield. I want to start my story with a question. Why is fast food so popular in this era? One recipe and one taste. Everything is similar. Ready-to-eat foods are without stories because there is no time to tell stories in the middle of the battlefield. You can find them in these hypermarkets. There is no story here. The story of each product is summarized in barcodes and a few lines and numbers below them. It doesn't matter where the food comes from, they say here instead of everywhere. Here, like on the battlefield, everything happens fast.
So I would not say that it caused the Industrial Revolution, but I would go so far as to say that in England, it helped make the Industrial Revolution possible because it sustained the people who were doing the industry. When factory workers got off shift, the last thing they really wanted to do was cook. And right outside the factory gates were people who had set up carts with ovens, and they would bake potatoes, and they would sell them for cheap. And people would have a hot baked potato coming right off the factory floor, a nice instant treat. And that was, in a sense, the beginning of modern street food. So the pace of life began to increase. I think the industrialization happened first, and the potato became necessary for it to continue or made it easier.
Can you give us a talk about the suffering imposed, for example, to hands in factory farming?
In some cases, the confinement is very tight. An example of that would be for hens who are laying eggs. So the standard industrial cage, and that's not just for one hen, that might be for four or five hens. So each hen in this cage has just a very small amount of space. They're very crowded together and they can't even stretch their wings. In fact, some of the cages are so small that even one bird in the cage could not stretch her wings fully. And instead of there being one bird, there are four or five birds.
One out of eight people in today's world is either very fat or very thin. The rest of the people may not be fat or thin, but they do not use diverse nutrition resources. It means that in today's world, everyone is hungry in some way, even if they don't know it themselves. Considering the amount of destruction of Earth and the resources and this amount of mass production of food, why should people be hungry? Mass and abundant production cannot be a warning. The age of mass production. In this era, mass profit was only possible with mass production. So every obstacle in the way of mass production had to be removed. Machine-processed foods were the same in size and ingredients. They were produced and consumed with the same strategy. This means that the consumer's tastes should have been similar to each other. From then on, the good food was cooked as fast as possible and was also easy to eat. The hero of this story was sausage. Sausage is a standardized food that everyone without any taste likes. Its components cannot be distinguished from each other, and it can be produced and consumed very quickly. But food like calipoche has characteristics that make it different from sausage. It is not a dish that everyone likes. It takes a long time to cook this dish. The ones who eat this kind of meal know exactly what they're going to eat. If I want to eat sheep's eyes, I know exactly what part of the sheep I want to eat. I can know about the different parts of a sheep's body. Many don't like this dish and never enter a tabakhi. In a tabakhi, the cook plays a very important role. Most of the time, he is the hero of the story. Customers know the story of calipoche with its cook. The green eyes of the cook are part of the taste of the food that is eaten. Concept like local customers was against the trend that wanted to make food global. The good food is loved by all people everywhere in the world. Food that can be mass produced, mass sold, and mass profitable. The new era is about machines and pace. In this period, the good food is in harmony with machines. It means that it can be produced with the help of a machine and can be eaten in cars. The story of unifying the tastes of all the people of the world started from serving food inside of vehicles. McDonald's was the first restaurant that started serving food in the cars. An idea that, after a few decades, turned this restaurant into the second largest private restaurant in the world. Now McDonald's has 37,800 branches in 119 countries. These branches provide food with similar tastes to 64 million customers around the world on a daily basis. McDonald's quickly removed taste and chef from the story of food. In this age, no one asks himself why all the people everywhere in the world should love the same kind of food. This fast food company went beyond a way of consuming food and became a lifestyle. George Ritzer, American sociologist, uses McDonaldization as a new concept to explain McDonald's impacts on different communities. He believes that McDonald's influence is expanded. In this opinion, in the new age, everything is becoming part of McDonaldization.
You know, one of the criticisms of McDonald's and fast food industry is that they have industrialized food. Well, McDonaldization, as I've defined it, is the process by which the principles of the fast food restaurant have come to dominate that industry. But not only that industry, many other industries and many other parts of society, and also has come to be dominate globally. You know, any business, especially in the food industry, especially that seeks to be global in nature, has to McDonaldize its operation.
According to George Ritzer, every successful business at the global level is inevitably forced to be under McDonaldization theory. I asked him what other things have changed in the world apart from the business under the term of McDonaldization.
The sandwiches are pretty much the same from one time to another time and from one place to another place. And so it turns out that if you, and McDonald's is in about 120 countries in the world, and it turns out that if you order a Big Mac or anything, it's pretty much going to be similar or the same from one country to another one. One of the many negative points of view is it's led to a global decline in taste as far as food is concerned. I don't know what kind of impact it's had in Iran because you run a McDonald's, and I don't think you have, I don't think any of the copies that you have there are as powerful as McDonald's is. But you know, in most part of the world, it's not destroyed indigenous food and cuisine. It's certainly limited the interest in it, especially among young people. What McDonald's have done, what fast food restaurants have done, is to alter behavior, and in the process, alter people's values. So, for example, people increasingly value things that are fast. They want things done quickly. And in part, that's a product of a fast food society where the emphasis is on things that are fast. So people become accustomed to getting food fast, and so they want all kinds of other things fast as well. Thank you.
Speed is a modern phenomenon that has become a disaster for human lives and the Earth. Speed in food production and consumption means harming Mother Earth. It means the ruination of water, soil, and the environment. Fast food causes the loss of diversity and cultural values and even increases the number of hungry people, and it harms people's health. Many years passed until they knew about this widespread destruction. People looked for a quick solution to prevent this destruction. Preventing widespread meat eating and finding an alternative to it was the first thing that came to their minds in this era. So movements were formed to announce this alternative. These movements, which are sometimes accompanied by famous figures, seek to eliminate animal meat and replace it with other creatures. Insects are one of the serious proposals to be used instead of the meat of animals. Those people who are the fans of entomophagy believe the land and resources used to produce 200 grams of beef are equal to the land and resources used to grow 2,000 grams of insects. So it is probably better to raise and eat insects to raise cattle.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to examine a question that a lot of people ask. And that question is about the relation that ordeals and trials and tribulations that a human being goes through in this life have with the level of his faith. So in order to understand the answer to this question, we need to take a brief look at some of the hadith which have been mentioned with respect to this subject. So with respect to this question, we have many hadith that can help elucidate the relation between trials and tribulations and faith. One of the beautiful hadiths is a hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq has been reported to have said, "It is written in the Book of Ali." The Book of Ali was a book in which Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote many interesting matters regarding the verses of the Holy Quran. For example, like when each verse was revealed, what was it about, and also explanation of these verses, right? This is one of the sources of the knowledge of the Ahlul Bayt and the A'imma alayhimus salam, the family of the Prophet and the Imams alayhimus salam. And this was passed down from one Imam to the next. And many times, the Imams, they would quote from this book, like as is occurring in this hadith right now. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "It is written in the Book of Ali, the believer is attested according to the level of his good deeds." Ala qadri a'malihil hasana. So whoever is sound of faith and good deeds, his ordeals are more intense. The ordeals that he goes through, they're more intense and they're more acute. Not necessarily more in number, but maybe the quality of those, you know, ordeals and trials are more. After mentioning this, the Imam, he kind of alludes to the reason for this. He says, and that is because Allah, the Exalted, did not make this life a source of reward for a believer, nor a source of punishment for a disbeliever. So it's not if a believer is going through trials and tribulations, it's not because Allah is trying to punish the person. You know, in the Quranic sciences, there is a discussion regarding a Quranic concept mentioned in the Quran called istidraj. Istidraj means that, you know, a person who is a disbeliever and does not believe in God, God Almighty sometimes gives him and increases his blessings so that the person can increase in his disbelief, and his punishment in the hereafter will be more. Right? So conversely, in a similar way, we could say that the believer's trials and tribulations increases so that God can increase his reward in the hereafter. And the Imam alludes to this in the end of this hadith when he says, however, he whose faith and deeds are weak, his ordeal is also little. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the relation between ordeals and the level of one's faith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ista'inu bis sabri was salah.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar.
a lecture on Islamic issues.